Iraq destroyed six more of its banned al-Samud missiles today, even as a senior Iraqi official expressed little hope of averting U.S.-led war. Hassan Mohammed Amin, Iraq's chief liaison to the U.N. Weapons Inspection Team, dismissed a proposed U.N. resolution which sets March 17th as the deadline for Iraq to fully disarm or face military action. He said Iraq is working to meet its obligations, whether it takes a week, 10 days, or a month. The Bush administration spent the weekend pressing hard for support of the resolution. The U.S. is expected to ask for a Security Council vote on Tuesday. At least 9 of the 15 Security Council members must approve the measure for it to be adopted. Speaking today on Fox News Sunday, Secretary of State Colin Powell said he thinks it is possible to get the necessary votes. But even if the Security Council rejects the resolution, Powell says the U.S. is ready to proceed with its own plans.
If the U.N. Security Council fails to act, does not pass this resolution, well, that's the choice that the Council has to make. But the President has always said he reserves his option, and he believes there's a sufficient basis in international law, and certainly in the congressional resolution that was passed here last fall, for him to act with a willing coalition to disarm Saddam Hussein by removing the regime.
A veto by any of the permanent Security Council members, which include France, Russia, and China, would quash the initiative. Powell said France, a key opponent of war with Iraq, may use its veto, a move he says will damage relations between the two countries.
Even though France has been a friend of ours for many, many years, and will be a friend in the future, I think it will have a serious effect on bilateral relations, at least in the short term.